Blog Talk Radio.
God for giving us this opportunity once again to witness another 4th of July. I encourage you to keep Christ in focus in your celebration. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of Christ Ministries, Inc. at www.riversofrevival.com. We welcome you to the show tonight, and as we continue on this spiritual journey, I encourage you that in your celebration, you do not leave Jesus Christ out of this celebration. Sometimes we get caught up in these festivities and we forget the Lord Jesus Christ. But I encourage you, you could use this time as a time of evangelism. Encourage your fellow brethren and associate to seek Jesus Christ and to accept him as Lord and Savior. We will take a short break and come right back.
Lord, I thank you that even while I was yet a sinner, you came down and paid the price. The price that no one else could have paid as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing. Heaven was heard.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. I must remind you that we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for calling me to be a fellow workman and a joint promoter and laborer together with you. I am committed to honoring the Great Commission. I am committed to pray and not to give up. Holy Spirit, I submit to your leadership and thank you for interceding for us with groans that words cannot express. You search hearts and know the mind of the Spirit because you intercede for the saints in accordance with God's will. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that souls will be saved at the teachings of this lesson tonight. And we thank you for this opportunity and privilege to minister to your people. We thank you and we bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I humbly submit myself and submit to your word that speaks the very thought of my heart. Father, I pray that the peace of Christ Jesus rule in my heart, and I am thankful for your grace and power of the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, may your will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven, in Christ Jesus' name. Father, keep us from all evil. Sanctify us through your word of truth. Let us be one with our brothers and sisters, that the world might believe that we've been sent. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world. And as we celebrate the 4th of July independence, some of us are making preparations, but I encourage you not to lose sight of the Great Commission. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 18. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now which more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and the service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Amen. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We will take a short break and come right back. Journey tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York, as the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. We started in a series of lessons in deliverance, and we will continue on that walk tonight. The Word of God's place in deliverance. The Word of God is the spiritual material that the Holy Spirit anoints when it is spoken from the righteous vessel and empowers to overthrow the kingdom of darkness and liberate captives. This is why preaching the gospel to the captives precedes, goes before the release of the captives. The word of God, when preached to the captives, goes into the mind of those imprisoned, destroying the works and words of the enemy, thus giving them the ability to choose Christ for salvation. The word of God is quick and powerful, thus causing internal freedom for the captives, which can proceed if they receive it, natural freedom. Hebrews 4 verse 12 tells us of the places the word of God goes. It reads, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul," which is the mind, "and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The word of God goes into the mind where the enemy has established a stronghold and overthrows their thoughts. It can discern what thoughts and intents that the enemy is trying to influence a person with and overpower them, causing a person to be free to make a decision for salvation through Jesus Christ, further affording themselves complete rescue. So the word of God applied here is like a life preserver that is thrown in the water from a great big ship, which affords those who are lost and dying an opportunity to first be rescued in the sea through the word of God and the preserver, and then by being pulled onto the ship, which is salvation, which gives them greater security. As we read the above in Hebrews 4 verse 12, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Not only is it sharper than any two-edged sword, but it is a two-edged sword. It is both the name of Jesus and the literal word of God. Ephesians 6 verse 17 tells us that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. It says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Here, we gain understanding that the literal word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It is this that Jesus used while being tempted by the devil in the wilderness, in Luke chapter 4. Jesus' name is also the sword of the Spirit because he is the word of God. When you declare the name of Jesus, demons tremble and bow, submit to the authority in his name. Philippians 2 verse 9 through 11 says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and give him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." When a righteous Christian speaks the word of God, it is anointed, thus empowered by the Holy Spirit, to bring into manifestation its intended purpose. If that purpose is the casting out of devils, then it will be so. Does everyone have the right or ability to use the literal word of God, which is the scripture? or the name of Jesus in regards to casting out devils? Absolutely not. It is in right standing with God that we have the right to use the word of God, which is the scripture, and the name of Jesus Christ. His name holds power, yet devils don't submit to everyone who uses his mighty name. Such was the case with the seven sons of Sceva in Acts 19, verses 13 through 16, which says, "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. They were attempting to cast out devils, using the name of Jesus Christ, whom Paul preached, denoting Paul's relationship with God and not their own. They did not have the right relationship with God or were not righteous, thus void of authority to use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, devils recognize the right to use Jesus' name or the literal word of God. Just because you can say the name of Jesus does not mean that you have the authority to use it. It is in his name, Jesus Christ, righteousness, that we have a right to wield the name of Jesus and the word of God against the enemy. Now there are some who will say that there was one person in the Bible that cast out devils that was not following Jesus. In Luke 9, verses 49 through 50, which says, And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbid him, because he followed not with us. And Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. Although this man was not physically following Jesus Christ, he yet was for Christ, thus submitted to him. He was not foreign to relationship with God, such as with the seven sons of Sceva, who tried to expel devils through the knowledge of Paul's relationship with Christ. In actuality, Jesus Christ said that this man was for him, as well as he declared the name of Jesus, not based on secondary knowledge, as with the seven sons of Sceva, donating the possibility that this man had perhaps sat under the teaching of Jesus Christ somewhere else.
Thank you.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. We would like to remind you that we will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmond, New York, 11003. We encourage you also to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com. You can also visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our affiliated school of ministries, the House of David Ministry, at www.riversofrevival.com. And we will go right back to our lessons. Devils are subject to you, the righteous believer in Christ Jesus. There is something about righteousness in the believer that makes devils tremble. Devils know that righteousness is the highway in which the believer in Jesus Christ access their authority that God has ordained for them. That righteousness is imputed to us through Jesus Christ. When you declare his name, you are declaring your legal right because of Jesus Christ's righteousness imputed to you, to operate in the authority that his name holds. This includes the expulsion of devils. Luke 10, verse 17 through 20, gives us an example of authority over demonic spirits or devils through Jesus Christ. It says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." The Greek word for subject in the above text of Scripture is pronounced hupotasso, meaning to subordinate, to obey, to be under obedience, and to put under, subdue unto, be put in subjection, submit self unto. The Christian in right standing with the Lord, who declares his name, is recognized as a spiritual authority by the demonic world, and they submit themselves to them in obedience. Beloved Christian, stay in right standing with God and know that devils are subject to you when you declare the name of Jesus Christ or the Word of God. As we come to the end of this lesson for tonight, I would like to share with you a prayer for self-deliverance. And I encourage everyone who is currently facing difficulties in life and can't understand that they should submit to prayer. I break all generational curses of pride, rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, and rejection in the name of Jesus. I command all generational and hereditary spirits operating in my life through curses to be bound and cast out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of lust, perversion, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and immorality to come out of my sexual character in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of my emotions in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, mind control, mental illness, double-mindedness, fantasy, pain, pride, and memory recall to come out of my mind in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of schizophrenia and command all spirits of double-mindedness, rejection, rebellion, and root of bitterness to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation to come out of my conscience in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of pride, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, and arrogance to come out of my will in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of addiction to come out of my appetite in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and occult to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my head, eyes, mouth, tongue, and throat to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my chest and lungs to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my back and spine to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my stomach, navel, and abdomen to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my heart, spleen, kidneys, liver, and pancreas to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my sexual organs to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my hands, arms, legs, and feet to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all demons operating in my skeletal system, including my bones, joints, knees, and elbows, to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my glands and endocrine system to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my blood and circulatory systems to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my muscles and muscular system to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all religious spirits of doubt, unbelief, errors, heresy, and tradition that came in through religion to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits from my past that are hindering my present and future to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all ancestral spirits that entered through my ancestors to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all hidden spirits hiding in any part of my life to come out in the name of Jesus. Father, I submit to you in the name of Jesus. We'll take a short break and come right back.
Oh Lord my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Lord, there's none like unto thee. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There is none like you. Oh.
once again, there is none like you. I would like to extend an invitation of salvation to each and every one of you who are listening to me tonight, and to encourage you that you should submit to the Lord and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. During his time on earth, Jesus Christ was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, "Follow me." He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, and to come for happiness. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Perhaps tonight you feel that Jesus Christ is speaking to you. Imagine if he was with you right where you are, giving this invitation. What would you do? He's really inviting you to become his child or to recommit your life to him. I encourage you to submit to him right now. He's calling you as an individual, calling you as a couple, calling you as a family. He died for you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins, and he can give you a new life if you'll only submit. Right where you are, please pray this prayer with me. Father, it is written in your word that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in my heart that you have raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, Father, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I make him Lord of my life right now. I believe in my heart that you have raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I renounce my past life with Satan and close the door to any of his devices. I thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I am a new creation. Old things have passed away, and now all things become new. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends, if you have just received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And as we are coming to the end of the show tonight, we'd like to wish you and your families a happy 4th of July and a blessed 4th of July. And we encourage you to stay focused and keep Jesus Christ in your life. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, for each and every individual who will be celebrating this weekend, the 4th of July. We pray, O God, that their minds will be focused on you and focused on your return, Father. In the name of Jesus, we submit to you tonight. And we pray that you'll continue to cover us and to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com, Reverend Davis. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him to God the Father. And as we continue proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, we would like to thank you once again, and good night.